Om Shanti. Good afternoon. You all are most welcome to Madhuban as well as in this class. So, I want to ask you, can you understand Hindi? No Hindi? English? Hindi? Achha. You? English? All English? Okay. So we will talk together on the topic balance, blessing and bliss in life. Balance, blessing and bliss in life. Baba has described so many times in Murli that keeping balance, you can get Baba's blessing. And if there is balance and blessing, so life will be blissful. We all want to make our life blissful. And for that, everyone does effort. And we have experience that becoming Baba's child, we have found a unique method to get blessing, to get bliss. Baba has made our life blissful. Do you feel? Do you feel? Baba has made our life blissful. Each and every moment that is filled with happiness, with zeal and enthusiasm. Because Baba has given us a proper instrument to keep everything well established, well situated. Baba has given the technique how we can make our life blissful. Your right thinking, proper doing. And that is the godly knowledge through which we have understand. We are understanding the right method to make our life blissful. So first of all, we will discuss for the balance. What is the balance? What is the benefit of balance? So, a saint, India's saint, that has told a phrase, that is in Hindi, I will tell you about that, I will translate it, khao piyo chakho mat. Khao piyo chakho mat. Eat, drink, but don't go in too much taste. Always eating such thing, what we should eat, what we should not eat. Always thinking about that. Our time that waste in much thinking about that. So he says, khao, piyo, chakho mat. Bolo, chalo, bako mat. Bolo, chalo. Speak. Speak. And keep speaking. But don't speak much. Don't become talkative. Don't become talkative. Mouth, speech, through that we can do a lot of service. Not only that silent is good, but this is very important thing, that from your mouth, from your verses, you give happiness to everyone. This is very important also. So, it is very important thing. So, he has told, khao, piyo, chakho mat. Bolo, chalo, bako mat. Halo, chalo, thako mat. And liyo, diyo, rakho mat. Four thing. Can you understand? Khao, piyo, chakho mat. Means, eat, drink everything, but don't go too much in taste. Second thing, bolo, chalo, bako mat. Speech, keep speech, keep silent, but speech, but don't become talkative. Too much speaking, that is not good. Bolo, chalo, bako mat. Halo, chalo, thako mat. Okay? So, keep on, you're going. Walk, go. But, don't be tired. Don't go so fast that you fall down. Or, you become tired. So, keep continue. Keep balance. This is the balance in our behavior, in our routine. Very, very, very practical balance. Halo, chalo, thako mat. And fourth, liyo, diyo, rakho mat. Take and give. Give and take. But don't become miser. Don't collect a lot of things. Baba says that if there is a lot of collections, so there will be mosquitoes. So we should be very careful for that. So, khao, piyo, chakho mat, bolo, chalo, bako mat, halo, chalo, thako mat, liyo, diyo, rakho mat. This is same saying also in Hindi. We should keep balance. We should not go in extreme in everything. Like, atika bhala na bolna, atiki bhali na chup, atika bhala na barasna, atiki bhali na dhup. So it is atika bhala na bolna. Speaking, too much speaking, that is not good. And too much silent, that is not good also. Much rain, too much rain, that is not good. And too much sunshine, that is not good also. So everywhere we have to keep balance. So Baba has given a right path, a proper path, proper understanding. So we have to think about us, that how much, how we can keep balance in our life. Like daily, everywhere we are looking, people, they think much, they can do less, or they are doing anything, but they don't know that what will be the result of our doing. They have under influenced of much thinking, and by and by we are looking that in worldly people there are increasing more and more numbers of mental disease, mental patient. And we know that in future there will be a lot of numbers of mental patients, because they have not balance in their thinking. So there is very important, very essential, the balance in physical balance, first physical balance, mental balance, social balance, natural balance, and spiritual balance. Yes? The physical balance, like you have seen, where there are so many dramas, when someone is dancing, so if there is not well balance, he can fall, she can fall. So, proper there should be balance. And through that, we have magician, they have the balance, they can do a lot of show. Like that, balance, where they are players, they are playing the games. And in games we have seen that if there is not balance between them, they cannot play properly. They cannot perform their hobbies, their duties. So this is very important thing, to have balance. So bodily balance, physical balance. Too much eating and not eating. Too much eating and not eating. Anything, if we have too much, so that will be harmful for us. Same thing, like mental balance. Always thinking, but not doing or less doing, that is not good. So Baba said that there should be balance between speech and doing. Once I have read one article written by Jagdish Bhai. He has given very important and very special points for the balance. I have read that there should be balance between love and law, karma and yoga, service and our stage, service and our stage, body and health. Service, while we are doing, so there should be service and health. There should be balance. I have seen so many brothers and sisters, they are doing always a lot of service, but they are not careful with their health. So if their health is not good, how they can do service? So this is very important thing. We have to balance between that. Like that, busy and easy. Busyness and easiness. Okay? And in Sangam Yuga, in confluences, Baba says, if anybody asks you, are you easy or are you busy? So we should never say that we are always busy. We have to give time to them. Maybe if anybody has come to you to ask something, to take some salvation from you, And you say that I am busy, I am not time. And he want, he asks something. He hope. He expects that you will give time. So we should be ready for that. So point is that we should be busy but easy. Busyness and easiness. Balance between both. Like that, cheerfulness and carefulness. This is a very important thing. Cheerfulness and carefulness. We should be cheerful, but that is, our smile should be royal. Not too much laughing, but smiling, remaining cheerful. And with that, careful. Careful. In another point, we can say, we should keep also balance between introvertness and extrovertness. Introvertness and extrovertness. Antarmukta or Bahirmukta. Bahirmukta. There should be balance also. Like that, loving and detached stage, loving and detached stage, loveful, pyara or nyara, nyara or pyara, loveful and detached stage. This is very important thing. Like physical and spiritual values. Physical and spiritual values, there should be balance between that. Only being physically, that is not good also. And always our everything is only spiritual, not physical, that is not good also. So Baba has given the proper method and that called Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga teaches us keeping balance between everything. In every action, in our routine. So, nowadays, so by and by, we should practice to keep balance. I am also a lot of chances to sing the songs, to compose, singing, composing, writing. To write the songs, I need to be introvert. Introvert. And if we have to perform and singing, so I come extrovert. In the extrovertness. Hearing, listening and then singing. So there should be balance also. If I have given time in songs, in practice, in rehearsal and also performing 2 hours, 3 hours, so I know that this is not everything. We have to become in silent also 2 and 3 hours. So this is very important thing. If you want to get success, so there is very important thing that there should be balance. Always speaking, that is not good. And not speaking, that is also not good. So, if there is balance in our body, so we will be safe from the diseases. Mostly our brothers and sisters, they don't know how to keep balance. And if anybody has control about their organs, what we should eat and what we should not eat, how much we should take and why much we should not take. So, that will keep you healthy. Even after a long time, I have understand now that too much eating, that is not good, and not eating, that is also not good. So Baba has given this mantra. It is mantra of success. If you have the balance, so you can get success. So balance, through balance, and if there is balance in our mental status, so we can do a lot of work. And that is very important thing nowadays, mentally, because greedy, people are becoming more and more greedy. There is a fever in the worldly people, in their mental stage. They are thinking much, because they have the fear, they have not clear future. They are very afraid of that what will be tomorrow. If I am going outside, I am going somewhere. Everywhere there is this fearness. Fear is everywhere. I am going, but we don't know what will be there. And in family life also, people are very afraid of in their relations with the persons, with the social stage. So we have to maintain balance between our bodily stage, our mentally stage, our social. In social field, if there is not proper balance, so there is always a evil in all social conditions. Like that, balance in nature. If there is not balance in nature, so there comes a lot of natural calamities. And nowadays you are looking. Day by day, the balance in nature, that is losing. And upheaval comes, a lot of upheaval. So, there should be also balance in nature and balance in our spiritual stage. Spirituality that gives the method to keep balance in life, and that is art of living. That is the art of living. And Baba has given a well-balanced life, living in house, caring a household life, you are on the field, but to remain such pure life, to keep such pure life, and understanding everything, and to keep a good conduct, good behavior with the persons, with the social persons, social activities, this is the result of balance. So balance in bodily, physical balance, mentally balance, socially balance, natural balance, and spiritual balance. These all balance are very important. So balance is very important for us. Through balance, we can get Baba's blessing. Baba's blessing, Baba's Murli, we have heard this one. Keep balance and you will get blessing. Baba has said that your lifestyle should be not much high and not much low. Your eating, your dresses, your activities, there everywhere there should be in middle. And that is the safe place, safe stage. So, balance and then blessing, and then we can get blissful life. So, we are enjoying the Brahmin life by keeping balance in our activities in our life. For you, I want to tell you that when I came in Madhuban, it is in 1978 when I came in Madhuban. So I have this proper thing that there should be balance in our life, not much sleeping, not awakening, losing our sleepness. So that is very important thing. Somebody was saying that I have to do tapasya the whole night. I give advice them that there is no need. Yes, come out here in the front. A lot of questions. Please, come on. So, Baba says about that we have keep balance. So, when I was here, so I felt that if we are here in Madhuban, so we should keep balance in everything. And that is the result that until I feel from the body, from the mentally, from the all brothers and sisters, I have found a lot of blessing, a lot of good wishes, and that is the result that I am in front of you. And how I thought that if I am in Madhuban, so for a long time, what we should eat, what we should not eat, we have keep balance. Like that, proper sleep. Asleep. If we have not given proper rest to our body, so this body is our best friend. First friend is our body. If you have care of this body, it will help you on each and every step. So this is our friend. So not that I should be fat, I should be strong, I should be like, not this thinking, but there should be this Baba's instrument given by Baba to me. So I have to be careful for this treasure. This is Baba's treasure. Baba's treasure. So we had to keep balance in this. So I have made 5 things for our routine. Baba says that if you have not made proper plan for the routine, so you will lose your days. And day by day, the Sangam Yug conference is going on. It is going to finish. So we have proper plan, proper balance in our routine. And first of all, I think that living in Madhuban, I have to maintain Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela, living in Madhuban, not the whole night, but proper, if 1 hour you do good Amrit Vela, 1 hour, not much. And if you have pay attention for that, so you can enjoy the whole day. So, till now, for a long time, I maintain Amrit Vela, and I will advise you that 5 and 6 hours sitting in yoga, and you have not good stays in yoga, that is not good. Instead of 1 hour do meditation, and that should be proper way, with good stays. That will give you more and more help, blessing, to keep your whole routine, the whole day, well balanced. So, like Amrit Bela, first, second thing was Murli. Baba says that after hearing, listening Murli, if you have not churned the Murli, you will lose the all points. How it has come and what was in Murli, we will forget. So, for the balance, few main points, essence, question and answer, essence for inculcation and blessing and slogans. So we should practice, we should try to remember these points. Not that I cannot do, I am very weak, I cannot remember, no, any points comes in our mind. No, keep it, continue. It means we should be aware for our effort. Not attention for attention, but there should be attention. We should not lose our awareness. So that is giving a lot of happiness in our life. Baba's Murli, to think about that, to churn about that, and doing some work on that. So, whatever Baba has explained to today's Murli, so we keep it in our behavior. If somebody met me, so I used to discuss. I have made some diaries. One diary is Patra Baba Ke Naam, letter to Baba. I used to write letter to Baba every day. Few lines, five lines, seven lines, few lines, just give the response of the letter, which letter Baba writes for you. That is Murli. Baba has given a letter to you. Baba has written letter for you. 3 and 4 pages, and you are not giving response for the 4 lines. So how it will be possible, eh? So how you can get Baba's love? So Patra Baba Ke Naam, one diary. Another diary, what Baba said today. What Baba said today, I write that, we discuss on that one. Like that, writing essays, some thinking, churning the points, for that a diary is there. And one diary is there, I used to write my chart, every day's chart. Mostly, I have seen, and Baba says also in Murli, that children have not much proper attention on the chart. And they lose their chart. They start sometime. But after a few days, they give up that to write. They cannot write, they not write, used to write. So, it is very important thing that there should be our chart, not hard thing, but some easy things to think, how was my whole day. For that I have written 15 points, very light, like objective questions, answers like that. So, how was our last night? How was our Amrit Bela? In which stage? First stage, second stage, or lower stage? In which type of our Amrit Bela? Like that, I used to write in that how much I have paid attention for our body. How much? How much I have taken asleep? Is there proper sleep? How much I want sleep for the body? So if you have given the proper attention, so this will work, this will help you. This is very important instrument. If body is not okay, you cannot do anything. And if you want to take benefit of the conferences and Baba's meeting, Baba's knowledge, So this is very important thing that you have to keep attention on your body. But some brothers and sisters, I have seen that they have, when they came in Gyan, just they are doing a lot of effort. A lot of effort, so fast, a lot of. But after some time, they lose their attention. So not much hard keeping tension, but keeping balance. And that is awareness. So I used to write that chart, and that helps me a lot of, that gives me benefit for everyone. So I hope that you have to also pay attention on our routine, how to keeping balance, how getting blessings, and how we can make our life blissful. So I have five things, you know, for our day. First is Amrit Vela, second is Murli, third is Karma Yoga. Doing Karma Yoga, we should make some chart, some efforts, some points for the remembrance to keep continue to our effort. And that is, as Baba has told, that you have to keep practice of five forms, to remember five forms. So I was thinking that Baba wants that children should do effort. For that Baba is advising that keep continue to awareness of the five forms. So once Baba revealed the Murli in Shantivan, I was thinking that all five forms, Anadi, Adi, Pooja, Brahman, Farishta, our stages, five forms. So I was asking Baba, you want that children should do such effort, minimum few, 20 times, 15 times they should remember that one. But it becomes difficult. If I cannot do, so how they can do? Everyone, our mothers, those who are not well educated, how they can understand that one? I asked Baba, and really it was benefit that next morning when I awake, I get a very easy method to remember five forms. Baba gave that one, and that was five forms. Majyoti Sitara, I am star, lighting, light, star of light. And another is Mai Dev Pyara, I am loveful deity. Mai Dev Pyara. Mai Pooja Nyara, I am unique, worship worthy. Mai Pooja Nyara. Mai Brahman Dulara, I am Brahmin, loved by Baba, Mama and Divine Family. Brahman Dulara. And Farishta Padhara, I am the angel, descending angel, in five forms. So it is like a song, a small song. I can remember that one. Majyoti Sitara, Mai Dev Pyara, Mai Pooja Nyara, Mai Brahman Dulara, Farishta Padhara. You can also remember, Mai Jyoti Sitara, Mai Dev Pyara, Mai Pooja Nyara, Mai Brahman Dulara, Farishta Padhara, Mai Jyoti Sitara, मैं देव प्यारा, मैं पूज्य न्यारा, मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा, फरिश्ता पधारा, मैं ज्योति सितारा, मैं देव प्यारा, मैं पूज्य न्यारा, मैं ब्राह्मण दुलारा, फरिश्ता पधारा, फरिश्ता पधारा, फरिश्ता पधारा. सो लाइक दैट आई कैन डू इट फॉर 50 times. इट वॉज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर 5 times, बट नाउ आई कैन डू लाइक राइट. सो दिस इज गुड थिंग यू कैन डू ऑल्सो. For Karma Yuga, we can give more and more attention, more and more attention. While we are coming out from our house, on the door, we can keep attention that see the house and say to Baba, Baba, I am going, take care of the house. You have given, just remembered Baba, you can go. When you are coming, again, I have come, oh Baba, come with me and thank to you. Give thanks to Baba. Okay? So like that. So, there is chances to do more and more practice to keep continue meditation, continue yoga. Continue yoga, Baba says, Baba advice, how to keep continue yoga. Nirantar yoga. Constant yoga is not difficult. Be loveful for Baba and give thanks to Baba. The fifth thing I want to tell you, fourth thing is chant and fifth thing is when we used to go for the sleeping, so we should give our chart to Baba and we should give thanks to everyone for the whole day and especially thanks to Baba. So that will keep your mental state very light. And your day, whatever you have done the whole day, there's so many upheavals, so many problems, so many circumstances it was there. But when you are finishing the day, you can give to chart Baba and you can say, Baba, now I am very happy, I am giving thanks to everyone. Take pardon from everyone and give thanks to everyone that it was very special day for me. I am very thankful for everyone. It was very unique. And every day, also when we get up, we should take a special self-respect stage, self-respect point, that I am great soul and I am guest, great and guest. I am guest in this whole world. मैं महान हूँ, मैं मेहमान हूँ, मैं अवतरित हुआ फरिश्ता हूँ, आई एम डिसेंडिंग एंजल, लाइक दैट, आई एम मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी. यू कैन टेक एनी सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट स्टेज एंड गिव सम टाइम फॉर दैट वन अर्ली मॉर्निंग. सो होल डे, for the whole day, if you have one point, special respect, self-respect stage, self-respect point, intoxication, that will give you a lot of help for maintaining a good chart. Every day, I have a special mantra about that. Early in the morning when I get up, so I feel that I have opened my eyes in Baba's lap. Yesterday night, I slept in Baba's lap, and morning I get up and Baba is loving me a lot, and he has strongly, Baba has put me in front of him, he is giving tilak, he is loving me and giving a lot of braveness. Wow, my brave child, go. Today I am not going. Go instead of me. I am not going for the worldly people. But you have to go and do Baba's duty, do Baba's service. And only think that I am instrument, Baba's instrument for establishing new world. Yeah? So, by this way, you can feel zeal and enthusiasm in your routine. So, I do every day that one. So, I have the attention that one, and that gives a lot of power to me for the whole day. So, I hope that you have to take one self-respect stage every day, and that will be make you energetic. So, first, self-respect stage. Second is Amrit Vela Yoga. Third is paying attention on Murli. Fourth is Karma Yoga. And last is the chart and giving thanks to everyone and thanks to our body. First, thanks to our body. This friend, first is very close. This is very close to us. And to us, ourselves also, thanks to our colleagues, to our friends and others, relations, relatives, and also we should become thankful to the nature, to the earth, to the sky, and also for everyone. And at the last, we can give thanks to Baba. As early in the beginning, there was played a song. Kin shabdon mein aapka dhanyavad kare, din raat ki ye seva hum yaad kare. And these all songs, they have come through this experience. When this was going to be recorded in Bombay, I was present at that time in studio, and the brother Suresh Vadkar was singing this song. So they were praising about that, that the feelings, giving thanks, and they also enjoy with you. As you are here taking experience, so they feel that this is very filled with spirituality. Kin shabdon mein aapka dhanyavad kare, din raat ki ye seva hum yaad kare, khichke hamare pyar mein ab tak bhi aa rahe ho, rath ko sambhalte bhi vaada nibha rahe ho, is pyar par hum ja nisar kare, kin shabdon mein aapka dhanyavad kare. So, to be thankful, to be grateful, it is also very special. I hope that you are here in Madhuban, and there is also celebration of our 35 years brothers and sisters, those who are in Gyan 35 years, from 35. So with them you are here, and I hope that your life should be also well balanced and cheerful, careful, and filled with bliss. So, a special thanks to Baba, and thanks to all also. Om Shanti, Namaste. Thank you. a new song has composed, new composition. I want to share you that song. You want to see? Okay. हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, जो आ गए हैं शीतल शीतल झरनों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, रोशनी से आपकी बाबा हम नहाए हैं, किरणों की बाहों में हमको समाए हैं, देह और दुनिया हम तो सब कुछ भुलाए हैं, आ गई ज्यों कायनात है चरणों के नीचे, आ गई ज्यों कायनात ये चरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, ज्योतियों के देश में ज्योति का डेरा है, किरणों के देश में अपना बसेरा है, ओ बाबा आपके प्रेम ने घेरा है, ओ बाबा आपके प्रेम ने घेरा है, मन जा नहीं सकता मायावी हिरणों के पीछे, मन जा नहीं सकता मायावी हिरणों के पीछे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, मिल रही बधाइयां दे रही दिशाएं, सैकड़ों शहनाइयां दे रही दुआएं, बज रही बधाइयां दे रही दिशाएं, सैकड़ों शहनाइयां दे रही दुआएं, ओ बाबा आप भी पुष्प बरसाए, बागवान जूं सींच रहा बागवान जूं स्नेह जल से सुमनों को सींचे, बागवान जूं स्नेह जल से सुमनों को सींचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपकी किरणों के नीचे जो आ गए हैं शीतल शीतल झरनों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपके किरणों के नीचे, हम जब से आए आपके किरणों के नीचे।